Thank you very much. Mr. Akande, please.
Thank you. Just in case it's helpful on the sentence that we're discussing, the one that begins, however, the term subsidiary means. Just before I say that, I can see why the Special Rapporteur wants to keep this, because he's trying to say that there are times when we will use the term rules of law. So can I suggest something? So that sentence, however, the term subsidiary means for the determination of rules of law. Sorry, delete the however, but just start with the term. The term subsidiary means for the determination of rules of law will be frequently used in this topic and the commentaries, but, so all remains the same, but, and then from there we delete, and then we pick up with but, and then we pick up with the broader term. So but, and then delete everything until the broader term, rules of law, contained in the statute, will, and I would change to sometimes, be substituted with the term rules of international law. So it will start with the term subsidiary means for the determination of rules of international law will be frequently used in the topic and the commentaries, but, and then we will delete from should, and then pick up again, but, and then it will be the broader term, rules of law contained in the statute, will, could be often, but I'd suggest sometimes, be substituted with the term rules of international law. Does that work?
Thank you very much. So I think we have an agreement. So we add what Mr. Paparinski suggested at the end, we delete footnote 2, and we would replace, we'll make a slight adjustment to the phrase that starts with however. So we delete however, and then the phrase would read, the term subsidiary means for the determination of rules in international law will be frequently used in this topic and the commentaries, but the broader term rules of law contained in the statute will sometimes be substituted with the term rules of international law. Yes, I have Mr. Fifa still?